Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast, where we keep it 100% real. Now, last week we had two guests on the show, and now we're bringing it back to only one. And this one particular guest happens to be an artist, and I'm not talking about painting. No. I'm talking about vocals. I'm talking about pure vocals. She has a YouTube channel, which I will put in the description or whatever you call it of this episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I'll give to you Madison Nichols. I feel like I said that really wrong.
That's it.
I was about to say, I feel like I butchered that again. I feel like it was really bad. But
I'm actually pretty good at, like, saying that. Not a lot of people have said that. They've usually said, like, Nicole or something like that.
Nicholas. But welcome to the show. I know you were in my live stream a couple weeks ago, I think. A couple days ago. I'm not quite sure. But I didn't know you were a singer at all. I didn't even know that. So what's that?
Yeah, I'm actually...
Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I said, I'm actually working on a song right now. Like, it's very fresh. I've just started it. Just, like, recorded the first part of it yesterday. And yeah.
What's that process like? Like, how do you go about making a song? Like, I know you have to, like, write it down and stuff, but, like, what, like, how do you go about it, per se?
Well, I'll say, like, usually it's, like, the hardest part about making a song is making lyrics to it, in my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's pretty easy to me, but it's about how you put them together. So, let's say my way of writing a song, I write lyrics down, I make them rhyme, and I also make them make sense, you know?
So I got you.
I will write the lyrics down, then I'll put a beat to it or something like that, and then I'll just go ahead and record.
Nice. I don't think I could be a singer. I don't have that in me to do that. My singing sucks. Like, really bad. But so who are your like biggest influences when it comes to music or just life in general? Like, who do you like? What is your inspiration?
Y'all probably gonna judge me a little bit, but
we don't judge over here.
Just because I'm on those shoes.
You said who?
Justin Bieber. Justin
oh,
Bieber.
Word. Highly respected in the music industry, by the way, people. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Just because of how much he's been through and how he's changed and everything. And his music, I was really inspired by his music. I've listened to his music since I was like 7, 9, something like that. And also the Kid Laroi.
Ooh. So would you call yourself a believer or no? Or kind of, sort of.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, guys. So mad props to Justin. You know, he's been in the industry for quite some time now. And the media may not have a good look. But, you know, they make him feel like he's a bad guy, but he's actually not. I've actually met him twice. So big shout outs to Bieber, Scooter Braun, his choreographer Nick Demora. So shout out to that whole crew right now. If you ever get like signed to like a label or something, who would you want to collab with?
Honestly, if I were to get signed by a record label, I would want to collab with one of my friends. And then also, who would I want to collaborate with? There's
so many.
I want to collaborate with Justin Bieber, but maybe we wouldn't sound good together, you know? Like, even if you like that person, you still might not sound good with them, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
But probably I would like collab with the Kid LAROI only because he's a rapper. I would like collab with like some rappers or something because it's good to have like a rapper on your track.
Sure. It gives you it gives you that different type of feel. Like you could be like your main genre could be pop, but once you put that rapper or hip hop artist on there, the whole genre kind of changes a little bit. So you got the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you on that though. I feel you on that. Is there any like YouTubers you want to work with as far as your YouTube channel?
I have to think about that, but like it'd be pretty cool to like work with you because like you're
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? What would you want to do if we were ever to collab?
Probably like a vlog or some challenges or like something like that. Something fun. I don't know, but it'd be cool.
I'm not dropping any hints, you guys, but it's coming soon. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. I'm not dropping any hints, but you know, I'm not dropping any hints or anything. But you know, it might be coming soon. You just never know. We might just pull up at Surge one day, just shut the whole park down. But so did you like? How do I want to put this? Was music like your biggest thing you wanted to do, or was that just a hobby?
No, it was definitely, I've always wanted to do music my whole life. It was like the biggest thing in my life ever because I always used it as an outlet when I was going through hard times, or it was like something that I just love to do it, you know, because you get to put out your problems or you get to just write about real stuff.
Yeah, people don't, whenever you're doing something like that, people don't realize what other people are going through. You know what I'm saying? Like with me being like a YouTuber, people don't see like the person that's not with the camera. You know what I'm saying? So they get that. If you see me in person, more than likely, you're gonna see me how I act with the camera. Like I'm the same person with or without my camera. So it's not like I'll be like, "Hey, get out of my way." I don't put myself on a high pedestal. So you know what I'm saying? I don't think. I mean, I guess I would say I'm sort of the best Columbia vlogger, I guess you would say. I guess I'd put myself up there like that, but as far as like the best ever, I'd find myself way down there. I don't put myself that high on the pedestal. But I wanted to say also I cannot talk today. Thank you for being on the show. You guys, like I said, for those that are watching, listening on like a laptop or something or a phone, go in the description right now and go click her link, which is in it, which is in there. My YouTube channel is in there as well. And I'm looking forward to collabing with you for sure, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure. I am excited. I am excited to work with you. Because for me, I'm all about giving back to my community as far as youth-wise, because, you know, I didn't have it how it is now, I guess. I didn't have that, even though I'm only like 24, I didn't have that, you know, that upbringing as most people have. So I didn't get a chance to really have that platform to do what I want to do, like how the younger generation like you guys have, you know. We didn't have all that Instagram and all that stuff. Only thing we really had was MySpace. That was really it. And that was lame. That was really lame. But once again, I would love to work with you sometime after this quarantine. Let me know what you want to do, and we can set something up for sure.
For sure. You think that I could like preview a song real quick?
Oh, for sure. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You got this.
Let's see. This is the one I recorded yesterday. It's not the best. Got to work on the vocals a little bit, but this is it.
You got it. No.
Lately, I've just been so confused. What about you? Want to know about when it's me and you? You might not even know what I'm talking about. You might not know. You might not even know what I'm talking about. You've never been in my shoes. I've been trying to think of you ever since day one, but you miss my good love because all you wanted to be loved. Even now, but just because I am not for me, you are. I'm just trying to get to you ever since day one. All you wanted to do is ignore me, partying in my car. Ever since day one.
That was it. Oh my gosh, y'all. Clap it up in the car. Clap it up at your office. It doesn't matter. Clap it up everywhere. Oh my Lord. Those vocals. Speaking of day one, y'all could get my merch on teespring.com/stores/jnitrovlogs. Y'all can get the Nitro Club Since Day One shirt right now. But I thank you so much once again for being on the show. You are an amazing artist, an amazing girl, and I'm excited to meet you in person. And we got this. And you got this for sure.
Thank you so much.
All righty. See you later.
Bye.